Liz, and welcome back to the show. So glad you could spare a few minutes to spend with us today. On the show today, I have the pleasure of Dr. Richard Lee from the Hoag Orthopedic Institute. What we're going to be talking about today is back pain. Spine pain is very pervasive in this country and all around the world. We're going to ask Dr. Lee when it's time to go in for that first visit, because, you know, we all, to some degree, have some back pain and some neck pain from time to time. But, you know, so at a certain point, it is time to see the doctor. And I do believe we have Dr. Lee on the line right now. Dr. Lee?
Yes.
Okay, great. So Hoag has one of the most comprehensive spine programs in the country, specializing in minimally invasive surgery. What, in your opinion, sets Hoag apart?
Well, the development the Hoag Orthopedic Institute was really a monumental step in the orthopedic program as well as the spinal surgery program here in Orange County and at Hoag. What sets Hoag apart is that there is now a specialized hospital designed specifically for the treatment of patients with spinal disorders, specifically with the focus on spinal surgery and the equipment that's required for performing the latest minimally invasive techniques required. And as I mentioned earlier, minimally invasive spine surgery is heavily dependent on the types of equipment and the modern equipment that permits one to do the minimal types of dissections. Without the state-of-the-art equipment, you can't accomplish minimally invasive spine surgery.
Just ask any woman who's gone to a medical spa. You got to have the right lasers. Let's talk a little bit about that equipment. In addition to lasers, what other kinds of equipment do you have?
Well, the amount of equipment is just so extensive. The amount of tools that you need for doing this kind of stuff is, I mean, the list would go would fill a telephone book. But in general, the major pieces of equipment that we're very pleased to have over here are the latest types of microscopes that we use to perform the microscopic types of surgeries, the latest types of spinal instrumentation that we've worked very closely with the major spinal instrumentation companies to custom develop specifically for us and for our use here to perform minimally invasive spine procedures.
That is amazing and an enviable position to be in as a physician, right?
Oh, boy, I am just so happy to be able to work in a place with modern equipment and state-of-the-art equipment. It really makes the operative experience a lot more enjoyable, and it just helps with patient outcomes to be able to use more modern and advanced equipment.
It's all about the patient outcomes, isn't it?
It sure is, and that's, you know, that's what we strive for in the new hospital here, and everything really is geared towards patient outcome and success with treatment of the various problems.
What about physical therapy following surgery?
Physical therapy, both before and after surgery, is very, very important, depending on what type of surgery one has. The rehabilitation process is extremely important, as you can only do so much from a structural standpoint with an operation, but you really do need to let biology take its course, and you need to let the body heal. And in some circumstances, you really do need to undergo the rehabilitation process and the physical exercise process involved in physical therapy.
Do you do that on-site at Hoag, or do you send them to people that you work with in the physical therapy field?
Well, we do have physical therapy on site at Hoag, and there's many Hoag physical therapy centers. We try to encourage the patients to access a physical therapist as close to their work or their home as possible, simply because that would encourage the patient to go ahead and participate in a formal course and a complete course of physical therapy.
Right. And do you see patients of all ages?
Yes. Well, I personally see patients of all ages, and in our group here and in our center here at Hoag, take care of the full spectrum of spinal disease.
Okay. Now, what's the difference between an orthopedic spine surgeon and a neurosurgeon or neurospine surgeon?
Well, that's a very good question. Traditionally, if you look back at the history of spinal surgery has been performed by both doctors that have trained in orthopedic surgery as well as doctors that have trained in neurological surgery. Currently, the field of spinal surgery is rapidly developing, and as the complexities of the procedures continue to evolve, spinal surgery is developing really into a specialty on its own, whereby the formal training that one receives in orthopedic residency or in neurological surgery residency is simply not going to be enough to adequately train an individual in all the latest techniques, and so therefore, pretty much everybody graduating from surgical training these days have to complete specialized training specifically in spine surgery.
I see. It's becoming more and more individualized and specialized.
Yeah, it is essentially evolving into a field all on its own, where if you are an orthopedic surgeon or a neurosurgeon, you're probably not going to be able to perform the full spectrum of spinal surgery without training specifically as a spinal surgeon.
That is a very important distinction and good for people to know. Now, what is the difference? What is the difference between people say I've got a pain in the neck or a pain in my back?
Uh-huh. Well, a pain, you know, the neck and the back are two parts of the spinal column. We have three parts of the spinal column, which is the cervical spine, the thoracic spine, and the lumbar spine. And when people are referring to a pain in the neck, that would be the cervical spine region. When people are referring to a pain in the back, they're generally pointing to the lumbar spine region. And it's simply a different segment of the spine.
Do you think, in your opinion, we've evolved into creatures who are too tall for our spines?
Well, there are some folks studying biomechanics that talk about issues like that, where if you look at evolution, if you looked at humans 20,000 years ago, we simply did not weigh what we weigh today, and we were simply not as tall as we are today, and we also didn't live as long as we do today. And all of those three things, body mass, body size, height, as well as longevity, are going to produce more and more wear and tear on the spine, and it could potentially be an issue that plays a role in neck pain and back pain in general.
So it's not likely we're going to reverse that. So how do we protect our spine?
Well, we certainly don't want to reverse that. We want to live as long as we can, and we want to remain as functional for as long as we can. We'd like everyone to be able to exercise into their golden years. To protect the spine is probably a very difficult thing to do. We, in general, wouldn't recommend that anybody participate in less athletics than they would like. We want people to stay active. Mm-hmm. And as far as preserving the longevity or decreasing the wear and tear of the spine, I think that's going to be something very difficult, and maybe some novel gene products very, very distant in our future could help with something like that. But currently today, I don't think that there's an answer to the aging process or the wear and tear process.
Maybe just a little good yoga to keep flexible, huh?
Well, exercise of any form is always encouraged and is going to benefit us not only from a spinal standpoint, but certainly for our heart and lungs and everything else in general health.
Okay, Dr. Lee, thank you so, so very much. Once again, I'd love it if you could give out your website if people are interested in finding out more or contacting your office.
Yeah, absolutely. My website is at www.spinalsurgery.com. NewportOrtho.com. That's spelled NEWPORTORTHO.com. And the Hoag Orthopedic Institute also has a website, which is orthopedichospital.com.
Thank you so very much. HoagHospital.org is also a way to reach Dr. Lee. You've been listening with Dr. Richard Lee, who's been so gracious with his time. This is Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. Thanks so much for listening, and have yourself a very fine day.